Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you could please open your Bibles to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, verse 5. It states,
for each and every one of you for tuning in, my God, and supporting our youth, my God, in their time where they go ahead and show themselves and worship with the living God. I just thank God for each and every one of you for just taking the time and out of your Friday weekend and we're going to spend time and help God and help worship with the youth. Amen. It's very important that we do so, thanks of God. And let's not be judgmental. I want to show you something right quick. I want to show you something. 1 Corinthians, I want to share this with you. 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, the 6th verse. It says, and there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which working all in all. Amen. Other words, what he's saying is, my God, it's diversities of operation, but it's the same God. The way God might use me or you or you, mother, or you, brother, or you, sister, that doesn't mean that God's going to use somebody else the same way. I know sometimes we get so deep into our religion to where we don't want to hear rap, we don't want to hear different things, but at the end of the day, you shutting a generation or you shutting a part of the body, for they cannot express themselves to God. They cannot express how they express their ways to God. There's nothing wrong with the music. What contaminates the music is what the lyrics or what the words are saying. There's nothing wrong with a beat. The beat is just a beat. But what contaminates the beat is what the words are saying. So let's take a few minutes, my God, and as we be going our spiritual journey, we want to help empower and encourage. Because the question is like this here. If you shut them down, or you shut the youth down for expressing themselves, they want to go to a place where they can express themselves. And it's a place that you probably don't agree with. So let's accept different types of styles, different types of worship, different types. Because at the end of the day, all of it is the Lord. Once again, family and friends, I thank God for each and every one of you. We just give God the praise. I'm pretty sure we got some of you fired up and ready to share different things that the Lord done laid on their heart. We want to get behind you. We want to pray for you. All youth that is listening, especially ADM youth, I just want to let you know we are so proud of you. Be who you are. Don't allow no one to try to transform you. Just in due time, God will take you into other places, other realms, where different matureness will come about. But be who you are. Worship the living God how you express to worship him. It's all good up in the neighborhood. And if you're ready to get lit for Christ, well, let's go ahead and get lit for Christ, because it ain't nothing but fire over here. I just give God the glory. We thank God for each and every one of you once again, because God is working and always working in the midst. Listen, if Sister Smith is on, I want to go ahead and bring Sister Smith on in. Amen. This is our youth leader. She's over the youth leader. She's in. Just go ahead and press 1 on your phone. Amen. Then we're going to go ahead and bring her on in. And I just thank God for what God is doing within her as well. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Smith.
Yes, I'm here, Pastor. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. All is well.
All is well. Yeah, we got a house full of youth over here. We've got Pastor Smith here with us. I tell you, we're having us a good time to our youth.
But let me send a shout out right quick before you go ahead and take over, Pastor Smith. I want to send a shout out to each and every one of you over there. I know y'all, I know each and every one of you ready to turn up for the living God. And I know that some of you is ready to go ahead and pray and go ahead, my God Almighty, and let God do what he want to do. So I just thank God for what he is doing. And I give God the praise, family and friend. And listen, we want to send a shout out also to our brothers and sisters out there in the international United Kingdom. I see you. Y'all turned in to this afternoon, my God, or in your time in tonight. You turned in later on in the night. So I thank God for you. Norway, God bless you. Australia, we bless God for you as well. So I thank God for each and every one of you are supporting all around the world. God is able. God bless you again. God bless you again, Sister Smith. I know we got a lineup for the youth. I know some of them got, they want a prayer, some inspiration. I want to move out the way, go ahead and let you all have the floor, my God, and let God go ahead and speak whatever he want to speak through y'all this evening. Amen.
Yes, on this afternoon, first we want to give honor to God, who's ahead of our life. And then we want to give honor to our pastor and our first lady for allowing us to come forth. And then I want to thank our ADM family for all the support and the love that they have for our youth. I thank the parents for being on the line right now. I thank all of our listeners all over the world right now for coming in and being a part of our youth prayer line. And we just thank you so much. But to God be the glory. Because we realize on today that our youth are our future. So before we go on, we're going to have a prayer by our very, very own Sister Anya.
Amen. For Sister Anya, come on. Sister Smith, I think you got multiple lines over there in your area is bringing a great feedback back in to the lines. So if you can, we could just watch the feedback. Amen. And we're going to get out of the way for Sister Anya. God bless you, Sister Anya.
Hi.
Y'all might have to cut y'all phones off.
I just want to say hi to everyone out there.
Amen. Let's hold on for a minute. Amen. It's a lot of feedback. So we'll just, if you cut some of the lines out over there. Amen. There you go. There you go. Go ahead, Sister Anya. Amen.
Okay. So I want to thank everyone for
getting out. Oh, it's still there. Amen. If you just use one phone in that area and just put it on speaker. And if y'all could just do passing the phone, that way we could get a lot of that feed back out. Amen. Amen.
Okay, so I want to say,
pray.
Can everyone, if you're not in the call or anything,
we missing that. We trying to get her. We can't get her clearly, Sister Smith. There's still a lot of feedback. So if you still got lines on in there, it'd be best to just go ahead and turn all the lines off except for one. Amen. 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 As they getting together, as we getting our Sister Anya ready, thanks to God, I just thank you once again for just supporting the youth. We supporting our family, and we just support. It takes a village to raise up a family. I just want to let y'all know, each and every one of you, that it takes a village. It takes all of us to help our families and friends out to raise up the next generation. Let's make sure we're doing our part, my God, showing the love, spreading the love, not violated, but we're showing the love and spreading the love and just raising our kids up. And just allow them to be who they needs to be. Amen. Sister Anya, I think you're ready now. Amen.
Yes. I want to say, Oh yeah. Bow your heads and close your eyes. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the things that we've gone through today. We thank you for all the things we've been through in life, and that how you show us the past, everything that we've been through. We ask that you help us believe and you help us open up our minds, our ears, and our spirit, that you listen to the words that we deliver to us today, Lord Jesus. We ask that you help us feel the millions of things to listen to you, Lord Jesus. We ask that you help us understand what's going on with you. We ask that you show to you that it's okay to talk to everything around you, that it's okay to open up, and that it's always something that's going to be there for you. We want you to understand that we love you and that everyone loves you. We want you to thank you for the beautiful children that are here for us. We want you to understand that we hear you, that we understand, and that we will obey you. That we are obedient to the words that you speak, and that we understand the words. Even though you may not say them to us verbally, we feel them, Lord Jesus. We want you to be with us as we go through our week, our day, our weekend, our months, our years, and the days that we've gone on, and the days in the past. We want you to help us get over the past. We want you to help us deep down forgive, and not forget, but forgive, to understand that something has gone through, that it was in the past, and that we shouldn't forget. We shouldn't dwell on something that was in the past. Now we should give and forget. Well, not forget, because if we forget something, then you won't know what you've been through to help you realize what you can go through now. We want you to use our lessons that we've learned and make them come out in a better way, Lord. We want you to help us be able to go through school and work and anything that we have going on, and deep down understand that we're meant to do this. This is something that we're supposed to do. This is what we are supposed to do, Lord Jesus. And then we ask that you watch over us, that you help us through our things that we've gone through throughout daily life. Help us with the bullies, the people that feel deeply down, we sorry. Helps us that they understand that their words and the things that they say hurt someone, and that it's not okay. That it's not okay. They should understand that words hurt, because as everyone says, words can cut deeper than bricks and stone, and that it may not be how you be towards someone, but it's the attitude that you portray on someone. You can hurt someone's feeling. Just even saying good morning to someone in the morning brings up someone's spirit. And that I learned that today from a friend. And I also wanted to know to say that it's okay. You might have done something bad, but the Lord forgives you. And that deep down, we understand why you did it, and we'll forgive you. And you should know to move on from that, and that it's okay, and that we're listening, that you don't need to be afraid to tell us something if it's going on, and that he hears you, he sees you, and he understands what you've done, and he forgives you of it. And he wants you to move on and move past it and not dwell on it because it's in the past, and that it doesn't matter. Go on in the past, focus on your future, because the future is the most important thing you now, because it's in the future and the present now, and that it's okay, because it's okay. Amen.
Amen. Well done. I don't want you to run too far. I've got a question I want to ask you, and all I can say, amen. Well done. Very beautiful, very beautiful. And I know it's many
Thank
others
you.
That is listening. You probably can't hear them, but I know they are applauding you. They are giving you victory and you. I got a question that I want to ask you. And I know you could probably answer this very well. As a youth, what is your greatest challenge that you face outside of your home? What is the greatest challenge that you face outside of your home?
I would say going through the day and not thinking about what other people say about you or what they do and how it affects you, because everyone has.
Amen. Saints of God, we probably lost a little bit of connection right there. My God Almighty. But I got into more youth on the line. I want you to go ahead and press 1 on your phone. I want to bring you in. I want somebody to answer that question. I want to answer. I'm pretty sure Sister Anya and them, they come on back. They're going to jump right on in. But what is the greatest challenge you as a youth that you face outside of your home? And what I mean outside of your home pertaining to when your mother is not there, your father is not there, your parents or no parents that is there in your home is not there, where you got to go outside of your home, like in your school or when you with your with certain friends. What is the greatest challenge that you all are facing? Amen. If we have any on the line, I want you to go ahead and press 1. I want to bring you on in. I know that some of you might be shy. And some of you might be a little bit intimidated, but it's okay. We just want to show you love and let you know that you do have a voice, and your voice is able to be heard. Amen. And I just give God the thanks, and we give God the glory for what he is doing. He is working it out all the time. Thanks to God. It's a beautiful thing that what God is doing and God is empowering. We got to make sure that we are being examples. We got to make sure we are being an example for what God is doing within us and within our home. If my son Jaden Spencer is on the line, I want Jaden to go ahead and press 1. Amen. I want to bring him in. If our brother Tay is on the line, I want him to press 1 on the air as well. Amen. If I could bring our brother on in. Amen. But before then, we're going to get ready to go back to our own sister, Anya, before the call don't drop them off. Amen. I think we had a little technical difficulty. God bless you, Sister Anya. I think you guys are back now. Amen. Amen. So, you know, I just want to reiterate the question again. Then the question was, my God, before it dropped, what is the greatest challenge that you face as a youth outside of the home? I mean, outside of the home, when you're not around mother, you probably be in school or you're somewhere with your friends. You know, what is the challenge? Amen.
Well, I kind of explained it, but the phone dropped. So, what I said was, everyone has an insecurity of listening to what other people say and how their words affect you. I know.
Wow.
I've gone through this recently, and how when you care about what people say about you, how they make you feel, how deep down, like, it hurts if they say something bad, or it hurts when they're not polite, and it hurts when someone says something very bad, and it makes you feel this way. And that sometimes people think that the clothes you wear or the shoes you wear, how your hair is or how you look, is the most important thing that's about you, but it's not. I really don't care anymore, because that used to happen to me, and it makes people do things they don't want to do. I go through the day at school on a regular day basis, listening to all these things, and it's really tiring, because it doesn't really matter what someone else has said. It only matters on how much self-confidence and self-enthusiasm you have for yourself, and how confident you are in doing what you do, and how you portray yourself, and how polite you are, and how smart you are, and how much success you see for yourself, and how much you strive to be successful, and how much you want to do something. It doesn't matter what anyone else says, because deep down, everyone knows you are you. I think that's why people